Well, how you doing? It's Zach Cassie.
Adam Henry.
MH100.
Aiden Prince.
Spider Jones.
And you're listening to Win City Sports. Yo, what's good? My name is Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Win City Sports on CJAM 99.1 FM, now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. Win City Sports is Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast, weekly featuring interviews with local athletes and coaches. We're here every Thursday live at 8 p.m. with new episodes, replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m., and you can hear every single one of our old shows on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and wherever podcasts are found. You'll be able to listen to this episode at exactly 8:30 tonight. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all sorts of updates on the show and events going on in Windsor and the surrounding area. Check out We Podcast for our video version of the show and our new YouTube channel with some exclusive video interviews. Today is Thursday, April 5th, 2018, and it is episode 90 of Wind City Sports. This week we talk to former Windsor Spitfire and two-time Memorial Cup champion, former NHLer, and currently playing out in the DEL in Germany. It's Mark Kandari. We get all caught up with Mark and what he's been up to since leaving the Spits. We talk about his time here in Windsor with the Windsor Spitfires and winning those two Memorial Cups, if he still keeps in touch with some of the boys from those teams, and how he even got there to begin with. Of course, we talk about what he's doing now out in the DEL playing for the Augsburger Panther and what the future may hold. We're bringing you a special edition of Wind City Sports this week. This is the official podcast version of Wind City Sports. If you listen to the radio version, it was just a little cut down, a little shorter. But here we're going to take the time to speak about the CJAM Jammy Awards. Didn't have a lot of time on the air this week to talk about that. It's just why I have the ability to do it here. It's beautiful. So let's talk about the 2018 CJAM Jammy Awards. Last year, Wind City Sports took home the Best Talk Show and Best New Show Awards for 2017, and obviously we cannot take home that Best News Show award again, but we're looking to retain the Best Talk Show. We are the reigning defending champion and look to hold that out for as long as possible. You can vote right now on cjam.ca, scroll down to find the survey, or go to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account, and you should be able to find it easily. So if you're listening to this, first off, thank you for taking the time to listen to the podcast. But also, if you can take a quick moment to vote for Wind City Sports for the Best Talk Show of 2018, that would be greatly appreciated. You don't even have to fill out the entire survey. You can just click on Wind City Sports and hit submit, and your vote will count. You can vote every single day, so keep on doing it if you got time and you are bored. And of course, if you're a fan of other CJAM talk shows and radio programs, music-based programs, and even music in Windsor and Detroit, you can fill out the ballot for who is the best artist in both Windsor and Detroit and the best venue for music. Again, you don't have to completely fill it out. You can submit as much as you want or as little as you want, but I do ask that you please vote for Wind City Sports for the best talk show. And that's going to be it for that. I'm not going to bug you anymore until later on. Now is normally the time that we would hear a PSA from CJAM, but this week for the special podcast edition of Wind City Sports, I'm going to skip that. No ad for you guys. If you heard it on the radio program, then thank you for listening. So then now, without further ado, it is time to jump right into that interview with former Windsor Spitfire, Mark Kandari.
First, we want to get a little bit of a background on you. Obviously, we remember you from the Windsor Spitfires during those glorious days when you guys won the two back-to-back Memorial Cups. But before getting there, I believe you're from Woodstock area, if I'm not mistaken. Where did you play as a minor growing up?
Sorry, not Woodbridge, Ontario. Oh, sorry, Ontario. Woodbridge, my bad, yeah.
I was looking at the Wikipedia earlier.
Yeah, no problem. Woodbridge, Ontario. Grew up playing locally here in Vaughan for the Vaughan Kings, and then kind of made my way up through there up until Warren Reichel gave me a call and drafted me.
Yeah, so that's like, that's the basic kind of way to get there. I wasn't sure if like you were drafted or what, how that happened. But were you always a hockey guy growing up, or did you have any other sports or hobbies or was it hockey all the way?
I was kind of like an outdoorsy kid. I mean, I did grow up in the city, so I wasn't that outdoorsy, but I like to get outside and whatever. We didn't have the technology that the kids have today now. Mm-hmm. But so I like to get out with my friends. I mostly played hockey because all my friends were playing it. And at the time, that's really what kept me interested, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was pretty tough. It was tough with the parents and whatever. Like, it was competitive. I shouldn't say tough. It was competitive. And then just having the kids, like my friends and stuff involved, helped made it a lot easier.
Yeah, because Woodbridge is like GTA, right? That's why I'd always say, I'm like, he's from the GTA. So that minor system, even, you know, before you can even make it to the OHL, is so strong and such a high level out there. You said you and your buddies played, and did you think, like, hey, maybe I kind of have something with this, I should try and pursue it, or was it always just, I'm going to do everything I can to my highest potential?
For me, it started off as, it was fun. I actually really enjoyed the game. I enjoyed being around, you know, my friends and whatever, and coming up, I never really thought about the NHL. I mean, I didn't think I was that good, mm-hmm. Or even good enough at the time, you know, to be there. And I'm talking when we were way younger.
Yeah.
Of course, I always had dreams of, you know, doing something with the hockey, but I was pretty down earth with it. I never really overstepped or thought that I was better than I actually was. It wasn't until I was probably 14 or 15 years old that I started to really notice that I was a little bit different. You know, I might have been a little bit more superior than a lot of my teammates and whatever. And actually, it wasn't really until some scout, I can't even remember his name, not a scout, an agent for recruitment over in the U.S. approached me and my dad at after one of those OHL Cup games or something at the end of the year. I can't remember exactly when it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he kind of said, you know, we think he'd be perfect for our style of game, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then we started to actually talk about it. And that's how it kind of kicked off. And but even when I decided to go to the OHL instead of the university route through or via school in the States, it just kept kind of growing and growing and growing, and we were surrounded with such good players, and obviously with the team success, it kind of catapulted me forward and allowed me to, you know, take advantage of some of those opportunities with the hockey.
Mm-hmm. So how was that decision made to come to the Spits? Obviously, you said Warren Reichel had reached out to you, but you were considering maybe going down the college or university route?
I mean, my dad was more of the, you know, I don't want you leaving the house or going
an
too
education.
Far, you know. Yeah, he wanted me to stay home and whatever. He thought even Windsor was far at the time. I'm like, Dad, 3 hours. Now I'm playing over in Germany. Like, what are your thoughts now, right? So, but he was really cool about it after the fact. Actually, it was a funny story. Reichel was one of my, I don't want to say worst interviews, but it wasn't my best that I had with him. He was a kind of an outspoken guy, and he was a hockey player. You know, they were fresh, they were new to the game, and I didn't feel like I had a good interview with him. And oddly enough, that didn't stop them, and they ended up taking me in the second round. So that was the beginning, and then I mean, last place finished the first year, and then we kind of moved forward and went from there, right?
So, yeah, because that's the thing. Yeah. Like we know the history of the teams now, but when you're being recruited, Windsor wasn't in that spot. You know, they're almost in the complete opposite. So you're kind of looking like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I know. It wasn't what it is today. I mean, I'm not even, I'm not really sure how the team's doing this year. I know that they won the Mem Cup, what was it, last
yeah.
season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, which is awesome. Yeah, it was really cool to see. I have some other obligations and things going on at home, so I wasn't able to make it back to that reunion that they did afterwards. Yeah, I had that. I'm in school and I'm doing some other things too, right? So I wasn't able to make it back for that, but it was awesome. And the beauty thing about the whole part about being a part of that team was that all of us guys stuck together. You know, not necessarily you know, seeing each other all the time, but we communicate. You know, we have the group chat now on WhatsApp and whatever, and everyone kind of talks. And it's just cool that, you know, I was actually just with Eric Wellwood a couple days ago, and it was like, nothing's changed, you know, except for we're a little more mature now. So
well, that's one of the big things that comes out of hockey is, you know, making connections. But that's actually one question that I had here too, is if you still keep in touch with some of the guys. And to reflect on that alumni game, just since we brought it up there, you could tell the guys were having a lot of fun, and a lot of the guys came down to meet up with each other. So
yeah, absolutely. I like I said, we have that group chat now.
Yeah, that's cool.
I try my best. I think that after you know, with the hockey, everyone kind of went their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we got some guys that went are full time in the NHL. Other guys took went different routes. I'm obviously playing in Europe right now, looking to kind of stay over there hopefully. And so we've kind of spread ourselves out, but always we've always had that tight knit bond. I know a couple guys more, some more than others. I mean,
yeah, of
like
course, yeah.
Justin Shug is one of my best friends. He's going to be standing in my wedding party, so
oh, cool.
He's actually my best man. And a couple of the other guys I see every once in a while, but we all communicate, and it's nice.
That's cool, man, because obviously yeah. Like Windsor holds the Spitfires very prestigious in the city, but also those two specific teams from 2009-10.
Yeah, 10, well, 11, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's the pinnacle. That's about as good as it's going to get.
Yeah.
And I loved Windsor. I loved every second of it. If it wasn't for that team, it wasn't for the guys, you never know how things might have turned out, right?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Right now, it's been so pretty good.
That's cool, man. That's actually one of the questions that I had a little bit later on was that you had connected, I believe, with Justin Shug again. You guys played together out in Europe, right?
Yeah, I think he was in the KHL somewhere, and he phoned me up. He goes, yeah, things aren't working out well here. What do you think? You guys got any spots? And I told him,
I
said, man, listen, like I can put in a word, but right now it looks like all our cards are full. We've reached the maximum amount of imports that are allowed. Like, I don't know. And it was just so surreal. Like a guy on my team had gotten hurt that night, like where he was done for pretty much the remainder of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately walked in the coach's room. I said, listen, I got a guy. He's a great hockey player. You got to bring him in. And they did. And so that was really cool. And, he's doing great for himself now. But that was a cool experience, especially, good for the wives too, or the fiancés to be able to talk to each other, right? So, and communicate and have someone they're comfortable with there too. But it was an awesome experience. I mean, you don't always get to play with your best friend. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's cool.
That's the thing. Like, I looked up, I was looking at like stats and like where you had been, and you can click on the specific the team and see the roster from that year. And I'm thinking, I wonder if you played with anyone that may have been on the Spits or even in the OHL, wherever it might be. And sure enough, Justin Shug's name's on there.
Of course.
He's got a pretty cool backstory to it, too.
I don't go anywhere without bringing my boys.
That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. All right, well, let's go back just a little bit, and we'll talk about the Panther as well. But when you first came to Windsor, you were a young kid, right? So how was the reaction for yourself? How did you take it first coming to a new city and a new team?
I mean, I was young, but
that's going back a little while now.
It's going back a while, but generally, I was nervous. Obviously, you go to you're 16 years old or whatever I was, and you're going up playing against 20-year-olds, and you never played up against anyone before, especially guys who are older than you. It kind of gets intimidating. But I went there, and I've always had the kind of an attitude where, like, I knew what I was capable of, and I just went out and did it. And it got me into trouble a little bit with Boogie and Reichs and them, and, kind of going off the page every once in a while and doing my own thing. But I learned and I matured as it went on. And I was more looking into the lifestyle more than anything, like being out on my own, not having a clue how to cook, clean. Do any of that, and then all of a sudden I'm just like thrown into this situation where you're taking care of yourself essentially with the help of a foreign family.
I always thought that would be a little
weird, but I mean they were really good for the most part. I mean, didn't have any issues with my billets. Actually bounced around through a couple billets for one reason or another, but mostly I was into the lifestyle at the time. It was just fun. Like, we got to go out and, go to parties, meet new people. You're at that age where you're kind of, chasing after girls or whatever you're doing. That was the life back then, right? So it was a whole brand new opening up a bag of worms there for me. And we kept it under wraps for the most part, but sometimes, we'd get ourselves into trouble here and there, but nothing too crazy. And everyone just had fun and had a good time and went to school, obviously, and did that thing, did all the normal kid things, but we were playing hockey.
Mm-hmm. boys being boys, right?
And like, exactly.
It's a learning experience. I always say, like, the kids that come from out of town, wherever they might be and wherever they might go, it's even more learning experience. Like you said, you're on your own for their first time. You meet new people. You know, you might know no one in Windsor, right?
Well, that was the reality for me. I didn't know anyone, but we were all coming in.
Yeah, you have other people in the same situation, right?
It's not like anyone was better off, right? So it was cool.
So obviously we know, like we had mentioned, we know what the team ended up being, some major accomplishments, and some people go down different paths, and some people, not necessarily in regards to the Windsor Spitfires, but just people in general kind of disregard junior accomplishments as they move on. Do you still take pride in that team in winning those two OHL championships and Memorial Cup championships?
Well, 100%. I mean, anyone who knows anything about hockey understands how hard it is to, first of all, get yourself into the position to win two Mem Cups.
Let alone one. Yeah.
And secondly, just to be able to change the entire perspective of a team, like within a community, and put it on the map was kind of, I mean, that to me means more than anything. Like to see how dramatically the team changed from year one to year four for me, and our response within the community, and how we were, you know, we're walking through the mall and all of a sudden you have people coming up to you and saying, you know, asking for autographs, young kids, older people, it didn't matter, right? It was just kind of surreal at the time. You felt like you were in the NHL without being in the NHL, right? And that was kind of the coolest part to me. And I'll never take anything away from any other, you know, championship teams or whatever, but when you do it back-to-back, it's like you leave your mark on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what that team did. With the addition of a few players each year, whatever, but not many, we were able to do something really special. And I think to be honest, we probably could have even pushed for it our second year as well. But obviously, with other things that happened and transpired during the course of that season, you know, we weren't able to. But
yeah, true.
Two for sure. That's incredible, and I'm super proud of it. And I'll remember for the rest of my life, the relationships, everything that'll never leave my mind.
That's awesome, man. It's like you said, like Windsor holds that team high, and especially at that time, you know, it's just right after the recession. It was like a real like game changer for Windsor, you know.
No, I know. I mean, we were for a junior team. I've heard stories about teams out west, you know, in Calgary, whatever, selling out big stadiums or whatever, but to consistently get, you know, 6,500 to 7,000 fans a night in the WFCU there, and then even before that at the Barn, you know, selling out, and it's just a tough place to play and whatever, but the support was there. That means the world to me, and that's one thing I'll never forget is just how it felt within the community, and that will always stand out in my mind. Haven't had that since. You know, obviously brief stints in the NHL and whatever. And, I was in a team in Cleveland that won, and, just being over in Europe, you know, you see a lot of things, but it's never the same. So, it's maybe because it's more of a job now. And back then it was, even though it was our job, it was more fun. We were younger. We didn't have as many responsibilities. So that could be it, but it's just that you never have gotten that feeling since, right? So I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm. And not that Windsor is a small town, but like Don Cherry always says, that small town hockey, like that feel, that's real hockey. So that's what I kind of think of when you're talking about this compared to maybe...
Well, I mean, Windsor to Toronto, it's a small town, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I shouldn't say that to a guy from Vaughan. But
Like, I'm dealing with Sky. I don't know when the last time you were in Vaughan was, but now we got, 35-foot or 35-floor skyscrapers going up here on every corner. So, it's kind of changed dramatically. And being in a smaller town somewhere where it's more tight knit.
Yeah,
you know,
more intimate.
Like everybody knows everybody, which can also be a bad thing. But whatever. You know, like we were 18, 19 years old. You walk into a Boston Pizza, and like the manager loves you, you know? Try doing that in Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't have that. You know, we could walk in to a number of places, and it was just like the passion, the love was there for all the guys, right? So it was cool. And it's something you don't experience virtually anywhere else unless you're in a small town.
That's hockey. But yeah. Like you said, from there you kind of went over to the NHL for a little bit, and you know, regardless of the outcome, that's still the NHL experience. Did you still enjoy it for what it was? Or?
Of course. I mean, yeah. It was two seasons with Calgary. The reality of that whole scenario was, like, I had worked my whole life to get to that point. You know, I felt like I don't regret anything. I felt like maybe in some certain instances I could have taken it a little more seriously and perhaps gotten there quicker or actually stayed. But that's maturity. That comes with maturity in it. I mean, the league is so young now compared to what it was that it's almost like at my age now you're too old. But back when I started, it was at my age you were just getting into your prime.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the NHL has definitely changed a ton. I'm lucky enough to have gotten that chance to even play and the experience and to have scored a goal in the NHL. Like those are things that people, you know, they go entire lifetimes without even coming close, and they work their whole lives and they never even get a chance. So like I'm super proud of that. Do I wish it would have transpired or transcended into something permanent? Absolutely.
Yeah,
but
of course.
The reality is that there's a lot to this game that people on the outside might not understand, and it's not always the best player or the person most suitable for that particular spot that gets the chance. And I'm not taking anything away from anyone. I don't think that I got screwed in any way. I just think that my timing was a bit off, and had it been years earlier or years later, I think that it might have benefited more. But as for me, I came into a team that was looking to make changes, and I thought that they had by bringing me in. And then they ended up bringing in new management. And when you bring in new management, it doesn't matter necessarily who you are. It just, they bring in their own guys, right? So that's essentially what happened to me. And it was tough, but I don't blame anyone. And it's I still got to play, you know, X amount of games and partake in it and live it for a bit. So that was the coolest part.
Oh, no, absolutely. Man, it's a little unfortunate, but I couldn't agree with you more.
That's, yeah, and I look at guys around me, like, you know, Taylor Hall, Adam Henry, like those guys, they're incredible players. And they were undoubtedly going to make it. I mean, it was for some of us other guys that were kind of on the verge of, you know, okay, maybe they can, maybe they can't. We always felt we could, especially after the Mem Cup runs and whatever. We had all sorts of confidence. Everyone, all the guys had opportunities, and I'm proud of every one of them, especially, you know, the guys who made it and whatever full-time. It's great, and I you know, couldn't be happier to be part of a group of guys that you know, exhibited that kind of, like, I don't want to say greatness, but superiority over the game, and to be able to get to that accomplishment of making the NHL and being full-time, it's incredible. I mean, look at what Taylor Hall is doing this year. It's amazing.
That's for sure.
Buddy. Can't be touched, that guy.
Yeah,
right now.
I know. Just a few years ago, you made the jump over to the Augsburger Panther in the DEL League.
Yeah.
How was that decision made?
I went to a team in San Jose that, for one reason or another, you know, I didn't really get a ton of opportunity. Thought that maybe I, you know, maybe deserved a little bit more, or at least a chance. Didn't get it. That's on me. I don't blame anyone else, but I was kind of getting to a point where I felt like, okay, maybe my role here and the way the NHL is going, maybe the younger guy is where it's at, right? So I said, you know what, I got an opportunity over there. I had some other offers at the time, you know, probably they were for more money and they were on you know, bigger budget teams or whatever, but I wanted to play. I wanted to give myself one more chance where, you know, I knew that if I was put in the right position, I could be successful. And over the last 2 years, I felt that I had really good success over there. And the coach that I talked to, he truly wanted to win. I got that feeling from him. He was putting together something special, and I got that feeling similar to when, you know, Reichel called me in Windsor, like, oh, we're starting at the bottom, but, you know, we're working our way up, and we're going to do something special. And it happened, you know, we ended up being a top 16 that year. So for me, there wasn't any pressure. I just wanted to play, and I felt like that was the best opportunity for me to be able to experience not only something new and refreshing, but to be able to play again and to really give myself an opportunity to succeed it in the European game anyways.
Mm-hmm. Hockey's everywhere, and it's big out there too. Hey, what's the how's the level of play out there?
I mean, it's incredible. Look at the league. The league is all ex-NHL,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
AHL guys, some East Coast League guys that came over, but the caliber is incredible. And with the number of imports they allow over here in Germany and in a few other leagues, you know, you get that competitive edge from North America. So it's not a whole lot different. You're just on a bigger ice surface. I'd say, yeah, there's leagues that you really get that European style where it's feels more like pond hockey than anything. But in the DEL, it was incredible, and I'm so happy to be over there. It actually kind of like rejuvenated me a bit and made me find that love for hockey and to open myself up to, it's almost like learning a brand new game. It's kind of weird in a sense. When you first get over here, you think, oh, there's so much time, whatever. But it's not what you think. Like, you're pretty caught off guard. The guys are big, they're strong, they're fast. The German guys, I mean, look what they did in the Olympics this year.
Yeah, for real.
It's no joke over here. Like, this is a good league. It probably gets less credit than it deserves, but I think I'm super, super pumped to be a part of it and hopefully to continue building hockey over here on one of the teams. And just the lifestyle in general is to me, I mean, about 100 times better than anything that any sort of hockey anyways that I've experienced in North America. So,
oh, yeah?
Obviously excluding the NHL, but, I mean, the lifestyle, you play less games. You're playing almost 30 less games a season. The playoff rounds is only three rounds with, there's only three playoff rounds, you know, so you're limited, yourself,
yeah,
there.
Down a series,
yeah. It's just, you're cutting down on the number of games. It's not as hard on your body. And as you get older, if you want longevity, that's what you need to do, you know, limit your exposure. So,
yeah.
For me, it's been a blast. Learning the game here has been such a treat, and hopefully I can keep going.
That's awesome, man. It kind of brings me to my next question here. And you kind of touched upon it back at the beginning. You said you were looking to do something more permanently out there. But just in general, do you plan to play hockey as long as you can and maybe even do some other stuff in hockey, coaching or training or anything like that?
I think when I'm done hockey, I'm done. Okay. I think that the game has kind of, I love the game so much that to me, I wouldn't be able to replicate, you know, the what I've gone through as a player, you know, to replicate
yeah,
that as
no,
a coach and to start all over and start at the bottom, it would be really tough, you know, grinding your way back through that. I think that I have other hobbies and interests that once I'm done hockey, I'd love to pursue, you know, maybe go back to school for a bit and do something with engineering and some other stuff that I had planned from way back. I think that's always interested me, but I'm hoping to get as much as I can out of the game. I want to play as long as I can at the most competitive level that I can. And that means that if I start to see myself not being able to compete, then I'm just such a competitive person that I don't know if I can stay there and just regress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, no, I don't know. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's like I've always played at the top, the highest level that you can play, or at least been working to that level. And then to see yourself kind of slope off and not be able to compete at the higher levels, you know, once I feel that that's happening, maybe it'll be time to move on. But like I said, like anyone, I mean, you'd be crazy to give this game up for no reason, right? So it's I want to play as long as I can and have fun doing it.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
And that's good to hear. You know, like we always like to catch up with our former Spits, especially from that era, like we had talked about for a little while
yeah.
here. So it's cool to see you still grinding, doing your thing, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. No problem. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, no problem, man. So for me, just to wrap things up, give me your thoughts on the city of Windsor as a whole as you had spent a couple of years here.
Well, I have heard it's, first of all, I got a couple of buddies who are still out there.
Yeah.
I heard it's actually growing a lot right now. I'm kind of pumped to get back down there. My buddy's getting married there this summer. So I'll be back, which is a cool thing. And I loved Windsor. It's a cool little spot. It's rough around the edges, but it's more my style. You know, like that's Windsor is how I played hockey. That's how I would describe it. It's gritty. It's tough, but it's a beautiful place. It's a diamond in the rough type scenario. You know, and I loved Windsor. It treated me great. The people that took care of me. The fans were great. The organization was awesome. I can't say enough about it, and I hope that, you know, young kids, someone who might listen to this or whatever, if you're thinking of going that route or going to the OHL, you know, and Windsor's your team, I'd say go for it. Windsor's amazing. Love the place. Love the people. Can't say enough about it.
Okay, we're back here on Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast. Thank you for downloading the podcast version of episode 90 of Wind City Sports. We just heard from former Windsor Spitfire, Mark Kandari. Thank you, Mark, for taking the time to sit down and chat with me for a little while there. It was a lot of fun, and it was great to catch up with you and to tell the people what you've been up to since leaving the Windsor Spitfires. We'll break down a little bit of local news now. It's funny, as I was talking to Mark, he mentioned the Windsor Spitfires and how they were currently doing. Said he wasn't really up to date with them, but it was actually just 2 days after they had their last playoff game at the WFCU Center. On Easter Sunday, they suffered a defeat at the hands of the Sarnia Sting in Game 6 of the first round of the OHL playoffs, making that their final game of the season. So we will have no more hockey, no more Spitfires. For a little while, we will be trying to keep up on as much hockey as possible and obviously bringing you as much news as possible. Our Lakeshore Canadians also lost in Game 7 in overtime. I was going to kind of follow them and keep up with them following the Spitfires, but we are out of luck with them also. So not a lot of hockey going to be going on around in the area until September. Our Windsor Express basketball team is going to be kicking off the first round of their playoffs tomorrow. They're taking on the St. John's Edge in the first series of five games. Games 1 and 2 will be out there tomorrow and Sunday, and they return home for Game 3 on April 11th, which is this Wednesday. They will be playing at the WFCU Center at 7 p.m. And I actually don't have it here, but I'm pretty sure Game 4 will be Friday at the WSU Center, again, at 7 p.m. Game 5, if necessary, I'm assuming will be during that weekend out in St. John. So come on out and support the Windsor Express basketball team. But that's it. I'm going to begin to wrap things up on this edition of Wind City Sports. We're here on CJAM every Thursday at 8 p.m. with new episodes. Following that, our new episodes are posted to SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts, if you have an app or whatever it might be. Be able to search up Wind City Sports and find us easily. Follow and like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and check out our video podcast on We Podcast app and website, as well as YouTube. We're going to be putting up some more episodes on there soon. Check out some recent interviews with NBA All-Star Derek Anderson, former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio, Spider Jones, Kelly Michael Branton, and Brandon Rehm. But until next week, I'll smell you later.